forget your stone and just rub the stone in big circles on the belly. In the stomach, you've got like your filaments are like concentric circles. So trust your judgment on this. Just trust it. You know, you don't think, right, am I getting this right exact here? Just kind of follow your... It's almost like you're not even thinking. You're just kind of drawing circles in the belly with a stone. Just applying a wee bit of pressure. Again, like the... Just like the face, the stone is just doing the work for you. Then you get your hand and you just rub the person's belly like that. Just rub their tummy. And this stimulates the flow of energy in that point.
Does it matter whether it's clockwise or anti-clockwise?
Clockwise, when energy moves in a clockwise direction, it expands and it's uplifting. When energy works in an anti-clockwise, when you move it in anti-clockwise, it cuts and releases. But that in the level two, we go more into that. We go deeper into how you use that clockwise and anti-clockwise energy to release blockages and intrusions and stuff. So just for today, we're just, as I say, we're starting from the beginning. Just rubbing the tummy like that, and that stimulates the flow of life force in the body. Next, if you get your hand and just loosen your hand, we're going to just comb the body. So just with your fingers a few inches above the body, just gently comb down and off. And what I'm doing is I'm imagining I've got long fingers of light that's just going into the body and flicking it off. Like that. And then down the legs. Again, you don't have to move very far because you just expand, like we did earlier with energy, you expand the energy in your fingers and you use it like a comb up and down. The work's a wee bit similar to what we'll do tomorrow, except that tomorrow we'll work in groups. Now, if we can get out into the forest tomorrow, I'll kind of go a wee bit more deeper into this. What we're going to do today is something which is very simple, and that is we're going to use the power of the wind. You get your hands and you blow gently blow over the person's body with the intent that you're balancing them. So we've done the release, we've done the cleansing, now we do the balance. Breath, sacred breath, is the breath of the breath of spirit. So it's spiritual energy. And again, you can visualize light, color, spiritual power. Next, we're going to work on the chakra points. And again, just find yourself drawn. Now, that excess of energy here is starting to flow. It's starting to redistribute itself. Where there was an excess of energy here, it's now starting to distribute more evenly around the body. And I'm just following my intuition, and it's the crown chakra that I'm being drawn to. I'm going to do is I'm just going to blow gentle, very gentle wind energy through the chakra. And that's the last of the clearing done. You could use fire. You could use earth. And you can use water. But wind is one of the simplest energies to work with. Again, it's trusting what's happening. If you don't feel a connection to an element, that's okay. That's fine. Next, we're going to do some hands-on work. And for this work, I'm going to just feel what kind of colour, what direction would be good for Diane just now. Is it a yellow-golden colour, a red, black or white? Sticking to the four directional colours is all that we're going to do today. So I'm going to put my hand on the belly and one hand on the forehead. And white, the first colour that comes to mind is white. That's the healing energy that I'm going to work with just now. You just need to sit receptively thinking. You can ask, what would be the good energy for so-and-so or such-and-such? But it's white. The minute I touched Diane's head, it was white. So I'm going to close my eyes and I'm just going to ask for the power of the north to help us. So I'm calling the power of the north to work beside me, with me. And I'm just visualising white energy flowing inside me and out through my hands into Diane's body. And I'm just visualising Diane's body filling up with white energy. And there's a white eagle coming as well to sit at Diane's feet, and it's just sitting perched on her toes, and it's holding her in her body. Its claws are holding her down. Because the energy of the north is very, very airy. It can take you out of your body just like that. So the eagle is sitting there just holding its claws into your toes. I'm just going to sit for a few minutes now, quietly just thinking of the white energy, the white light entering my body through my crown, flowing out my hands, and Diane's body filling with white light. Sometimes you feel you often go back to do other stuff like release or cleansing. So at the moment I'm just brushing my hand across the forehead and down, and it's just taking off residues, just combing out of our energy field all the stuff that's needing to go. So I'm brushing the face down that way. Just as it cleansing down and off, keeping the white energy flowing, because the medicine of the north is cleansing, purification and renewal. So Diane's undergoing a renewing of her power just now, and that's what we're doing, the spirits of the north renewing her power. I'm going to work on the area of the aura around here, and I'm, like I did just above the body, I'm going to use my hands in a way to just to massage the energy. I'm just working on moving the hands around the aura. Higher vibrational frequency in Diane's overall being. There's many happy spirits around her now. Happy, happy spirits. That's it, just keep that tongue in nice. I'm going to do now just a nice flowing movement on the aura, just again distributing the energy around the aura. And then we're going to work on the chakras some more. If you get your hand and make your hand into a rough kind of claw shape, been drawn to the navel. And just lifting and flicking, closing the fingers, and the way that the energy is manifesting is it's like a grey soup. And it's like a grey kind of muddy soupy energy. So I'm just taking that out, lifting it, flicking it in the earth where it will be sucked into the earth and used as new life and compost. You don't even have to touch the body to do this. Just sense what you're pulling out. Sometimes you feel like you're pulling out knives or daggers. This is just kind of like dirty dishwater, soupy dishwater. So I've kind of cleansed that chakra. This chakra, these chakras are good. This is the muddy one where there's kind of a lack of energy. It's worse just kind of saying that there's so much energy here, but not enough around here or here. Get two fingers, hold them above the chakra, and we just gently start off to spin the fingers, spinning clockwise, to charge it up, to enlighten, expand, and move the energy in a good way. Spinning the fingers like that. Again, I'm visualizing the expanding my energy down the fingers, deep into the roots. So getting the energy flowing in that vital area again. And I'm just going to hold my hand there and just think the energy, just think in peace, that's all, just think in peace. Vibrate your hand, it shakes energy, so I'm just vibrating my hand like that. Just trembling hand. It moves the energy, aligns the energy. This is a Navajo technique, hand trembling. That chakra's brilliant. That's like really starting to glow now. It's coming alive. this one feels good. The heart is more balanced. But just to kind of balance the chakra with the rest, I'm just going to get my fingers and spin it at a kind of a good speed above the chakra. So far, things are looking okay, but the feet look a bit kind of still. The eagle's kind of asking me to come and do some work on the feet. So I'm going to go to the feet. Just hold the ankles. Asking, what should I do? And the spirit says, just hold the ankles, just be in a place of peaceful, just be peaceful and hold the ankles. You can, if you feel you need to rub, or just gently squeeze the hands or the feet, that's good as well, because you're just like massaging the body energetically. You're doing the same thing. You're stimulating the flow of life force. Good. The legs and the knees and the feet have taken quite a kind of, they've been used quite a lot in the past few months, and of course Diane's been to Peru, so that kind of figures in that way. It's been just getting the life back in the feet. Just checking the rest of the energy field. Everything looks okay. Hands, the last one is the hands. Just going to take the wrists and hold the wrists. And I'm asking a colour to come, and it's yellow again. Just visualising yellow light. Yellow colour flowing in my body, and this time I can, it's like I've got the sun shining on my back, and it's just coming through into the wrists of Diane's hands. I'm just allowing, I'm letting go of my conscious self and allowing the flow of energy to go through my hands into Diane's hands. when you do this work, the person will maybe sort of fall into a sleep, or they'll kind of go off into a trance. That's good, because they're just letting they're just doing what they need to do. So if they're sleeping, you just sort of gently rouse them, or just let them sleep if they've got time. But just checking out what Diane's doing. How are you doing? And what you do is, when you finish, just sort of close the energy by thanking the guides. And the guides have gone now, and then tuning to spirit. Well, you could be tuning to spirit all day, or you could just, you know, just say, when you come back to being physically orientated. So just opening the eyes again, coming back, and here we are. That's a very sort of simple energy healing, where you're kind of just letting go of it, sort of doubts or self-consciousness, and just letting happen what needs to happen.